This is Steve Gilbert of MLB.com. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
That was Steve Gilbert. All right, very good. Steve, did that sound like you?
It didn't sound at first, but yeah, that, I do remember doing that
for you. That's correct.
Yeah,
very good. Right. Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. When I come to Arizona, anything with the Diamondbacks, with Nick Pecoro, of course, and Steve Gilbert. Love having you guys on. I didn't realize how long you've been working covering the Diamondbacks. I had no idea.
Yeah, Marty, I was working as the assistant director of public relations for the Brewers, 95, 96, 97, and then there was this thing called the internet kind of taking off, and so Jerry Colangelo's people called and wanted to know if I wanted to do the website for the Diamondbacks. So I came out here to actually work for the Diamondbacks just before the expansion draft, about 2 weeks before the expansion draft. And then when MLB.com took over in 2001, I went and worked for them.
Wow, what a story. And, of course, Steve covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. We love reading him. This ballpark, and I get into it with people, some don't like it, some like it. I like it. What do you think of this ballpark?
Well, I like it. I think the upper deck is obviously bigger than it needs to be or probably should be, but this was one of the last stadiums that was built with 50,000 seats in it. I think right after this place was built and they started playing in 1998, then all the other ballparks after that were kind of built with smaller capacities to try to drive some demand for tickets. Here, it's hard to do that, and even when they get 40,000 people in here, it doesn't seem like quite that many.
Yeah, it's enormous. The upper deck, because it's the third deck, right? I guess you call it the third deck, is enormous. And yeah, if they had to redo it, maybe 40,000.
Yeah, I think they'd do that. Maybe even in the mid-30s they might try to do that. No. Who knows? But, you know, they're talking about a new ballpark here. We'll see. They're talking about possibly retrofitting this ballpark and maybe shrinking the upper deck a little bit and working on some of the infrastructure. But, you know, you need a roof here. You need a retractable roof here because during the summers it's just too hot to play outside.
Well, Randy Johnson night is tonight, and in honor of him, the roof's going to be open, which will drive him nuts, right? He didn't like the roof.
It was Curt Schilling that really wanted the roof closed, and back then they let the starting pitcher decide, and then that rubbed fans the wrong way because on nights like tonight when it's beautiful, we had some great weather here this week. You know, fans love to see that roof open, and it is a much different ballpark with the roof open. It has a much more open feel, and it feels less like an airplane hangar when the roof is open. So
for me, it's a pinball machine.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like it. What can I tell you? I enjoy watching games here. It is Randy Johnson commemorative figurine night of 15 years of his perfect game. You must have been there for the perfect game.
You know, Marty,
you weren't?
Yeah, I was not there for that. No. It was a road trip to Atlanta and Miami. I'll never forget. And they said, you know, would you rather go to Atlanta or Miami? And at the time, I said, I'd rather go to Miami. And that proved to be a bad decision on my part. But, yeah, 15 years, at the time just seems to have flown by. A remarkable accomplishment. I sat down with Bob Brenly a couple nights ago, and I said, tell me one anecdote that we have. Is there something out there that hasn't been talked about? And he shared something with me that surprised me, and I had not heard this. He turned to bench coach Robin Yount, his bench coach that time, in about the seventh inning, and they were looking at the pitch count, and they knew that pitch count wasn't a big deal for Randy. He threw 149, 160 pitches. Wasn't a big, you know. But they wondered, it was a 2-0 game, and a lot of times when a pitcher loses a perfect game, that first hit drops, then everything spins out of control. And they were thinking, well, do we have somebody warm and ready just in case he gives up a hit and then things start to go south? And the first thing that Robin Yount said to Brenly was, you know, RJ's going to be pretty upset. He used a little more colorful language than that. If he looks and sees somebody warming up in the bullpen. So they actually discussed, could they warm somebody up in the concourse behind the bullpen? Could they warm somebody up in the batting cage? And before they could decide on that, he went 1-2-3 in that inning, and they've kind of tabled that discussion.
Wow, what a story. Steve Gilbert with us, MLB.com. I read the article that you wrote. It's a terrific article on MLB.com. And his pitch count. And that was the issue, too. But he had thrown 160 pitches.
Yeah.
But here, when it was over, it was only 117.
Yeah, so he ended up, I think, going like the 14, 13, 13 in his last three innings of pitch count. So But, yeah, Randy is not one to discuss pitch count. He's not one to believe in just five innings or six innings. When he took the ball, he wanted to go the distance every night. And he still preaches that when he talks to some of the younger pitchers in the Diamondbacks organization. He talks about the value in learning how to get outs when you're tired.
How could he exist today?
Yeah,
I mean, well, Scherzer does. I mean, there are people who exist today.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been raised in a different generation, and he would have been, you know, more ready to go six innings as opposed to going nine. That just, but back then, that was what he did, and he was the most intense competitor, you know, you could be around. He took everything. He looked at everything as a slight to kind of get himself motivated. You would ask him a question, kind of an innocent question about, hey, was that a slider that you threw to someone? So-and-so, and he'd go, I know you expect me to be perfect, but that's not a perfectly placed slider. I'm sorry about that. I know everyone's always on me. You know, and he would go through this whole thing about how everybody criticizes him, and there was no criticism of him when he was winning four straight Cy Youngs, but he had to find every little edge that he could find.
Yeah, well, he won his 300th as a Giant.
Yeah, that was, I think, a real regrettable thing for this franchise here. I think that was a mistake. Whatever the contract dispute was at that time or whatever, that left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. Randy's as well, as much as he, you know, enjoyed his time in San Francisco, I think he resented the fact that the Diamondbacks, the way they treated him at that time, and it was something that they had to patch up before he went into the Hall of Fame as wearing a Diamondbacks hat. The two sides have come together, and now he's working for the organization again. He's out, you know, he goes and sees some of the minor league affiliates, does some stuff in the community, and he's a different guy now that he's retired. Now that he doesn't have to face the competition and all that, he's a completely different individual.
What do you think about the crowd tonight? Will it be, can he draw for something like this?
You know, I think there'll be some, I think there you'll get 32,000 people here maybe tonight. It won't feel like it because you'll look and you'll see a lot of empty seats in the upper deck, but I think it'll be a decent crowd Saturday night. The Giants are in town, too. You know, there's still a lot of Giant fans here, even though I know it's been a tough year for them. There's still a lot of Giant fans here in the Valley.
Well, you had good attendance early. You had the Cubs in, the Red Sox in, the Yankees in, and the Diamondbacks started winning some games.
Yeah, I think that those other teams were the real reason they were drawing. And what a great way to open their season in terms of, you know, attendance, you know, getting those marquee teams, because those teams all draw. And I think what you find is that they were kind of banking on that to kind of keep their attendance up. They came out today with their summer pass, which is $99, and that gets you a ticket to any one of the next however many home games they have left.
Come on, really?
So they call it a summer pass, and that's what they do.
Well, that'd be interesting for the Giants. Giants are struggling a little bit. You know, the attendance is still good. It's like having 10 million, now you got 8 million.
Right.
You know, it's okay. You can live with it. But they're down to 32,000. But I know there's issues in getting people to buy tickets.
Yeah, well, because they've been struggling, but they have such a great season ticket base that, you know, they have that money and that kind of cushion when they announce it. Here, they don't quite have that high of a season ticket base.
What do you think about the ball club?
They have been a surprise this year. I thought they had a chance of being competitive, but they've been very good. I think the hitting has been a lot better than I expected it to be. You know, you lose Goldschmidt, you lose Pollock, and you're still scoring runs, and that was a little bit of a surprise, I think, to a lot of people.
And Zach Godley tonight, he's not an opener, but I imagine short leash?
Yeah, I would imagine short leash. I think he'll be on, maybe get him through the order twice or, you know, four innings, five innings, whatever they can get out of him. That was a little bit of a touchy subject the last time around when he thought he was starting. And he was really being an opener, and they just didn't tell him. And Torrey Lovello said he thought that would be best for Zach if he didn't know that going into the game. And Zach didn't realize that he was an opener until after the second inning when he walked off, and Torrey said, okay, you're done. He went through the order once. So.
Oh, goodness. We'll see what happens tonight. Steve, thank you so much.
Marty, always my pleasure.
It really is. It's a pleasure having you here. That's Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. More coming up right after this.